A whale of a tail was hungry as ever, so Harry the hippo did what he thought was clever. He leapt and he dove beneath the water with ease, then opened his mouth and all in one heave. He inhaled all the water that was in his path, and when he was done, saw the aftermath. Not only had he eaten all of the fish, but the rocks, the plants, it was all so delish. His belly was full and definitely satiated, leaving nothing for the other animals, so they waited and waited and waited. Eventually, the time came when he had to move a whale. This gigantic beast had somehow gotten inside, but with no means of exiting, Harry began slightly to cry. This whale of a whale had a tail of a tail, and this tail of a tail, well, it whipped and it wailed. It wriggled, it jiggled, it shook and it flounced. It made Harry get air as he seemingly bounced. This massive animal was truly gigantic. When asked what its name was, it havertatadudantic. This whale of a whale had a whale of a name, but with no means of egging, the scene wasn't funny all the same. Harry thought, Pepper seems the most logical choice, but how to express this with no comprehensible voice? Everything he said sounded jumbled and garbled. When he asked for the pepper, it sounded like pergumbledeed parble. Oh no, Harry thought as his message came out, what else can I do but scream out? Just before Harry's fit was about to begin, as luck would have it, the spotted albino came down for a swim. Every nose a spotted owl spotted out the situation, and in no time Flat came to a grand realization. Like quicksand, all of the moving, wiggling, quaking, and shaking made the whale seem stuck tighter than grout. Calming the two down by turning their frowns upside down will allow the whale to simply slide out. The owl told him a joke, a knock knock or two, then spun in the air all around. Harry and the whale both relaxed, so their muscles weren't taxed, and the whale came tumbling down to the ground. So whenever you're panicky, nervous, confused, or in any way feeling taxed, take a moment to breathe, and you wouldn't believe how often the answer is there if you simply calm down and relax.